Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 4th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Microsoft is adding a dedicated Copilot key to the Windows keyboard, the first significant change to the Windows keyboard in nearly 30 years. The Copilot key will replace the menu key, sit near the right-hand Alt key on most keyboards, and ship on various new PCs and laptops debuting in 2024. The Copilot key will add quick access to Microsoft's AI-powered Windows Copilot experience. If Copilot is not available in your country, the new key will launch Windows Search. Intel on Wednesday announced that it is forming a new independent software company focused on AI with backing from Digital Bridge Group and other investors. The new entity will be called Articulate and is an outgrowth of work on corporate AI technology that Intel initially carried out with Boston Consulting Group. Aaron Subramanian, former vice president and general manager in Intel's data center and AI group, will become the chief executive of Articulate. Intel did not comment on the value of the deal or whether it would retain majority stake in the new venture. Digital printing and document management technologies giant Xerox announced Wednesday that it is laying off 15% of its workforce, nearly 3,100 of its 20,500 employees. According to a press release, the company's restructuring plan involves simplifying its products within its core print business, increasing efficiency across its global business services, and boosting focus on IT and other digital services. Xerox, whose stock price closed down more than 12% after the announcement of its reduction in force, will carry out the cuts this quarter. Password manager LastPass is finally imposing a 12-character minimum for customers' master passwords. A release from LastPass acknowledged that 12 characters was already the default setting and started requiring new customers and anyone resetting their master password hit the 12-character requirement last April. This new change will soon force those with passwords shorter than 12 characters to change their passwords, bringing them in compliance with the 12-character limit. The new lineup of Dell XPS laptops will be a bit more streamlined in 2024. All new XPS models will receive the design language that debuted with the XPS 13 Plus, which featured a minimalist look with a seamless glass touchpad, edge-to-edge keyboard, and glowing function and media keys, but won't feel as sharp to the touch as the XPS 13 Plus. The Plus branding is also being dropped, thus the new lineup will feature the XPS 13 starting at $1,299, the XPS 14 starting at $1,699, and the XPS 16 starting at $1,899. Starting January 24th, Hulu with ads normally $7.99 per month will be included at no extra cost to T-Mobile's Go 5G Next Unlimited plan. T-Mobile is offering this Hulu on Us perk on top of offering Netflix and Apple TV Plus for no additional charge. Hulu with ads, Netflix, and Apple TV Plus total more than $35 per month in savings for T-Mobile subscribers on the Go 5G Next plan, which starts at $100 per month for a single line, going up to $225 per month for four lines. After admitting threat actors were able to steal the genetic and ancestry data of 6.9 million of its users, 23andMe appears to be deflecting blame on the victims in an attempt to absolve itself from any responsibility. In a letter sent to hundreds of 23andMe users currently suing the company, 23andMe said that its users negligently recycled and failed to update their passwords following these past security incidents, which are unrelated to 23andMe. Therefore, the incident was not a result of 23andMe's alleged failure to maintain reasonable security measures. Google, starting Thursday, will launch a limited test where it will restrict the cookies of 1% of users using Chrome and has plans to eliminate cookies for all Chrome users by the end of 2024. The problem for the $600 billion a year online ad industry is that it is nowhere near ready, according to Anthony Katzer, chief executive of IAB Tech Lab. Google should give people more time to test its replacement technologies before eliminating cookies, and Google's planned timing for the full ban near the crucial fourth quarter advertising blitz would be brutal for the industry. The Biden administration Thursday announced that it plans to provide $162 million in federal grants to Arizona-based Microchip Technology, a semiconductor company that supplies the automotive, defense, and other industries. This is the second award under the CHIPS Act, which is intended to help ensure that American companies that rely on semiconductors have a stable supply. This investment will allow Microchip to increase its production of semiconductors and is expected to create more than 700 jobs in construction and manufacturing. And finally, according to StatCounter, Linux hit nearly 4% of all desktops in December of 2023, marking a new record for the operating system. The stats also show that if Chrome OS were included in the Linux numbers, Chrome OS is Linux after all, the overall number would be 6.24%. For more discussion of the tech news today, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.